Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember, my Ram Golder and the Masechus Baba Kama Daf Samach Tes, the seventh parak Maruba. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan taught that one cannot be makdish items stolen from him lefishe ain berushuso because it's not in his possession. The Gemara has a Mishnah states that people would mark the prohibited produce of their field for the benefit of passersby. For example, Kamravai was marked with clods of earth, which can provide benefit, like Kamravai, which can be redeemed. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said this was only done during Shemitah where produce is hefker, but other years where passersby may not take his produce, Halitela Rosh of Yamus stuffed the wicked one with the prohibited fruit and let him die from his sins. The Mishnah concludes that the tsnuin, discreet ones, would ensure that one taking their produce would not transgress Kamravai by setting aside money and declaring, whatever was picked from this vineyard shall be rendered chulin on this money. The Gemara asks, since this produce indicates that one can redeem stolen goods, demonstrating he retains full ownership, Rabbi Yochanan should rule that way since he always rules like anonymous Mishnayas. Point number two, the Gemara suggests that the tsnuin actually said called mislaket, whatever will be picked is redeemed now. But this is ultimately rejected. Eventually, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan did not rule like the above anonymous Mishnah because he found an opposing Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis on a base, which taught that one who steals from a thief does not pay kefil. He doesn't pay kefil to the first thief because the Torah says kefil is paid for stealing mi beis ha'ish, from the man's house, implying but not from the thief's house. But why does he not pay kefil to the true owner? It must be lefishein berushuso because it's not in his possession, meaning his ownership of the stolen goods is diminished. Rabbi Yochanan ruled like this Mishnah and not the Mishnah about tsnuin, because this position is supported by a pasuk, v'ish ki yakdish es beiso kodesh Hashem. If a man consecrates his house to be holy for Hashem, which teaches ma beiso berushuso, just as his house is in his possession because it cannot be taken away, af kol berushuso, so too anything he wishes to be makdish must be in his possession. And pointing with you, Rabbi Yochanan had said that the tsnuin, who redeemed Kamravai after it was stolen, shared an opinion with Rabbi Dos, who said one can be mafkir grain which was mistakenly taken by the poor due to the ignorance of the laws of leket. Rava commented that if not for Rabbi Yochanan's statement comparing the two rulings, he would have said that the tsnuin's practice was based on Rabbi Meir's opinion. He holds Meiser Mamun Gavohu. Meiser Sheni is divine property, yet, Le'enyim Padiyah Ukme Rechmana Bereshuse, the Torah placed it in his possession regarding redemption because only the owner adds an extra fifth when redeeming. The same applies to Kamravai, based on the Gezer Shava. Since the Torah considers him the owner of Kamravai regarding redemption, although it's not legally his, he can also redeem it after it's stolen from him. In contrast, the Tsnuin could hold that one cannot be mafkir leket after it was taken from his possession, like Rabbi Dosa held. Rabbi Yochanan, by equating the two rulings, informs us that Tsnuin do not hold like Rabbi Meir, and hold one can always redeem or be mafkir stolen property. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabbi Yochanan taught that one cannot be makdish items stolen from him because it's not in his possession. The Gemara has a Mishnah states that people would mark the prohibited produce of their field for the benefit of passersby. For example, Kamravai was marked with clods of earth, which can provide benefit, like Kamravai, which can be redeemed. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said this was only done during Shemitah where produce is hefker, but other years where passersby may not take his produce, Halitela Rosh of Yamus stuffed the wicked one with the prohibited fruit and let him die from his sins. The Mishnah concludes that the tsnuin, discreet ones, would ensure that one taking their produce would not transgress Kamravai by setting aside money and declaring, whatever was picked from this vineyard shall be rendered chulin on this money. The Gemara asks, since this produce indicates that one can redeem stolen goods, demonstrating he retains full ownership, Rabbi Yochanan should rule that way since he always rules like anonymous Mishnayas. Point number two, the Gemara suggests that the tsnuin actually said called mislaket, whatever will be picked is redeemed now. But this is ultimately rejected. Eventually, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan did not rule like the above anonymous Mishnah because he found an opposing Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis on a base, which taught that one who steals from a thief does not pay kefil. He doesn't pay kefil to the first thief because the Torah says kefil is paid for stealing mi beis ha'ish, from the man's house, implying but not from the thief's house. But why does he not pay kefil to the true owner? It must be lefishein berushuso because it's not in his possession, meaning his ownership of the stolen goods is diminished. Rabbi Yochanan ruled like this Mishnah and not the Mishnah about tsnuin, because this position is supported by a pasuk, v'ish ki yakdish es beiso kodesh Hashem. If a man consecrates his house to be holy for Hashem, which teaches ma beiso berushuso, just as his house is in his possession because it cannot be taken away, af kol berushuso, so too anything he wishes to be makdish must be in his possession. And pointing with you, Rabbi Yochanan had said that the tznuin, who redeemed Kamaravai after it was stolen, shared an opinion with Rabbi Dos, who said one can be mafkir grain which was mistakenly taken by the poor due to the ignorance of the laws of leket. Rava commented that if not for Rabbi Yochanan's statement comparing the two rulings, he would have said that the tznuin's practice was based on Rabbi Meir's opinion. He holds Meiser Mamun Gavohu. Meiser Sheni is divine property, yet, Lenin Padia Ukme Rachmana Berushuse, the Torah placed it in his possession regarding redemption because only the owner adds an extra fifth when redeeming. The same applies to Kamaravai, based on the Gezer Shava. Since the Torah considers him the owner of Kamaravai regarding redemption, although it's not legally his, he can also redeem it after it's stolen from him. In contrast, the Sunni could hold that one cannot be mafkir leket after it was taken from his possession like Rabbi Dosa held. Rabbi Yochanan, by equating the two rulings, informs us that tznuin do not hold like Rabbi Meir, and hold one can always redeem or be mafkir stolen property. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Tes, and this Siman suggested to us by Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey. He suggested that Samech Tes is soot. Soot, and we often use a chimney sweep in the Siman. So here goes. That tznuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye that the chimney sweeps covered in soot improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of mussers from the thief who originally stole from them did not have to pay them kefil since it wasn't considered in their rishus. Given the fact that they just learned the Meiser Sheni, which is Mamun Gavoa, can be redeemed after it's stolen, since it is considered in their rishus. Once again, it's a motion. That tznuin who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye, that the chimney sweeps covered in soot, chimney sweeps, soot, that must be learned of Samach Tes. That tznuin who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye, that the chimney sweeps covered in soot, improperly took, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that the tznuin discreet ones would ensure that one taking their produce would not transgress camera of eye by setting aside money and declaring, whatever was picked from this vineyard shall be rendered chulin on this money. So the tznuin who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye, that the chimney sweeps covered in soot, improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musses for him from the thief who originally stole from them did not have to pay them kefil, since it wasn't considered in their rishus, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled like a Mishnah Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis, which taught that one who steals from a thief does not pay kefil. He doesn't pay kefil to the first thief because the Torah says kefil is paid for stealing mibeis ha'ish, from the man's house, implying, but not from the thief's house. But why does he not pay kefil to the true owner? It must be lefi she'eino berishuso, because it's not in his possession, meaning his ownership of the stolen goods is diminished. So that tznuin who set aside money to redeem the camera of eye, that the chimney sweeps covered in soot, improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musses from the thief who originally stole it from them, did not have to pay them kefil, since it wasn't considered in their rishus. Given the fact that they just learned that Meiser Sheni, which is Mamun Gavoa, can be redeemed after it's stolen, since it is considered in their rishus, which reminds us, Rav Meir holds Meiser Mamun Gavoa, Meiser Sheni is divine property, yet Le'inyan Padia Ukme Rachmana Berishusei, the Torah placed it in his possession regarding redemption, because only the owner adds an extra fifth when redeeming. The same applies to Kamaravai based on the Gezer Shava. Since the Torah considers him the owner of Kamaravai regarding redemption, although it's not legally his, he can also redeem it after it's stolen from him. So once again, that tznuin who set aside money to redeem the Kamaravai that the chimney sweeps covered in soot improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of mussers from the thief who originally stole from them did not have to pay them kefil since it wasn't considered in their rishus. Given the fact that they just learned the Meiser Sheni, which is Mamun Gavoa, can be redeemed after it's stolen, since it is considered in their rishus. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazara. Daf Samechei. So the simmer Daf Samechei is se, sheep. So here goes. The sheep thief. Sheep, that must be more in Daf Samechei. Se. The sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Basin that he pays the Karen according to the original value, but Kefil according to his value, when appearing in court, which reminds us, Rav said, Karen ke'en shogonav, a thief pays the principal according to his value when he stole it. Tashimi Kefil, Tashimi Arba Chamisha, Kashasa Mada Bedin. And he pays Kefil and Tal Behei according to its value at the time of appearance in court. The extra words in the Pasuk, Geneva and Chaim, teach, Achi la Karen ke'en shogonav, revive the principal of the stolen item as it was when he stole it. Tosfos explains that this implies that only the principal is paid according to the theft, but the additional payments follow its later value. So the sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Basin that he pays the Karen according to the original value, but Kefil according to its value, when appearing in court, and broke a onezuz keg of wine he stole, requiring him to pay its current value, a forzuz, which reminds us, Rabba said that if someone stole a keg of wine which was worth onezuz, and worth forzuz when it was destroyed, tabra oshasya, if he broke the keg, or drank the wine, actively destroying it. Mishalom Dalit, he pays for Zuz, its current value. Isbar Mamela Mishalom Zuzah, but if it broke by itself, he pays only one Zuz, its original value. Rashi explains that this act of destruction constitutes a new act of theft and obligates him according to its new value. Shechting or selling a stolen item is likewise actively destroying it, so Rabbah would hold he pays the principal according to its current higher value. Daf Samach Vav. So the simon for Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The tailor, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The tailor who stole some wool quickly made into a garment to acquire it, which reminds us, Rabbah said, Shinui kona ksiva patanina, that a physical change to a stolen item causes a thief to acquire it, is written in the Torah and taught in the Mishnah. The Pasuk says, Veheshivas agazel asher gazal, and he shall return the stolen article that he stole. The last phrase teaches, im ke'en shegazal yachzir, if the item is still as it was when he stole it, he shall return it. Vimlav damim ba'alma boishume. But if not, meaning the thief changed it, he only needs to pay money. Two Mishnayos are quoted as sources. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it. When he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeush Kona or not, which reminds us, Rabbi said Yeush Amri Rabbanan the Nikne. Yeush, the rabbi say, causes a thief to acquire it. However, he wasn't sure if this law was the Raisa or the Rabbanan. Rav Yosef said, Yeush Eino Kona, despair does not cause the thief to acquire it at all. Afil mit Rabban, even rabbinically, he must return the stolen item. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it. When he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeush Kona or not. Unaware that the unprocessed hides he stole and uses a mat in his shop had become tummy from his sherets because of Shinui Shame, which is like Shinui Maisa, which reminds us, Rav Yosef was challenged from a mission which states regarding unprocessed hides, Shalganav regarding hides stolen secretly by a thief, Machshav Matamasan, thought renders them susceptible to Tuma. Because the owner despaired of retrieving them, the thief owns them, and his decision to use them as kalim, meaning mats, without further processing them, makes them susceptible to Tuma. Rav said this challenge went unanswered for 22 years, until Rav Yosef became the head of the yeshiva upon Rav's passing, and answered Shinui Hashem Kishinui Maisa Dami, a change of name is like a physical change, just as a physical change affects acquisition because it was originally wood and is now a keli, for example, regarding a change in name also. It was originally called a hide and now it's called a tray, for example. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The thief standing by his barbecue, that must be more in Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, which reminds us, on the previous stuff, Rav Yosef taught that a thief acquires a stolen item through Shinui Hashem, a change in name. Now, this is challenged from a Mishnah teaching that one who steals a crossbeam and builds it into a ceiling, thereby changing its name from crossbeam to ceiling, does not need to return the crossbeam because of Takanas HaShavim, implying that otherwise the thief would not acquire the beam, although its name changed. Rav Yosef answers that it's still called a crossbeam even when built into a ceiling. Rav Zera answers that Shinui HaChozu L'Briyoso, a change that reverts to its original state, such as a beam which can be dismantled, is not considered a change regarding Shinui Hashem. So the thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for kabanas, since Yeush is not Kona, which reminds us, Ula said, Menayin Yeush Sheinu Kona, from where do we know that Yeush does not cause the thief to acquire the stolen item? The pasuk says regarding karbanos, "V'havesim gazu es apiserch v'esachola," and you bring what is stolen, the lame and the sick, implying a comparison between a stolen and lame animal. Ma'pisech d'leisle tekanta klal, just as the lame one has no remedy because its blemish renders it permanently unfit. Of gazu d'leisle tekanta, so too, a stolen animal has no remedy and is invalid as a carbon, whether before or after Yeush. This proves the thief does not acquire the animal for use as a carbon through Yeush. Rava quotes another source. So that thief standing by his barbecue, which was under the stolen crossbeam he built into his patio ceiling, planning to shecht and cook the lame and stolen sheep that were invalid for kabanas, since Yeush is not Kona, got caught by police for stealing the barbecue from another thief, and was told he would have to pay kafel since he stole it after Yeush of the original owner. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis taught, Ein Agona Bachar Agona Misham Tashim Kafel. One who steals from a thief does not pay kafel because he did not steal it from the owner's possession. Rav says this is only before Yeush, but after Yeush, Kano Ganav Rishon, the first thief has acquired it, and the second thief would pay kafel since he stole it from its new owner. Daf Samaches. So the simur Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with Schach. That must be more Daf Samaches. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with tzchach before the yeush of the owner, make him chayev, indulged lehei, which reminds us, the Gemara states, hamokhu lifnei yeush, one who sells a stolen animal before the owner's despair. Rav Nachman says, chayev, he's liable to pay dal behe because macharo amar chamana. The Torah says, or he sells it, v'hazabim, and he sold it, regardless of whether it's before or after yeush, even if it does not affect an actual acquisition. Rav Shesha says, patri, he's exempt from paying dal behe because his liability is only after the owner's despair where the thief's actions are effective, meaning the change of domain following yeush causes the buyer to acquire it. Before yeush, where the sale is ineffective, he would not pay dal behe. It must be similar to Shechtim, where his actions are effective. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with schach before the yeush of the owner, make him chayiv, indulge the hay, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, stam geneva yeush balim hu, which reminds us. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar also holds that dal behe is only paid for a sale after yeush. He says, teidash stam geneva yeush balim hu. Know that the presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. His proof is that a thief pays dal behe for selling an animal, which he assumes must be effective, similar to shechting. Since the Torah implies he would be liable for an immediate sale, similar to shechting, it must be that we assume the owner despaired, and the subsequent change of domain through the sale affects the acquisition to the buyer, together with the yeush. Rabbi Yochanan rejects Rabbi Elazar's premise. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold a schach before the yeush of the owner, make him chayev, indal the hay, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, stam geneva, yeish ba'alim hu, took another stolen animal that he was makdish and shechted it, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds one is chayev for selling or shechting after yeush, challenged Rish Lakish, who disagreed from a Mishnah, gana vihikdish, one who stole an animal, and he was makdish it, and afterwards he shechted it. He only pays kefa, but not dal behe. Ryokan assumes that the thief was makdish it, which can only be effective after yeush. Still, the Mishnah implies that if it was not hektish, he would pay dal behe. Rish Lakish answers that the Mishnah's case is before yeush, and it means the owner was makdish it. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which duff do the melchus, whether yeush kona or not? That's on duff. Samachvav. Good number 2. Which stuff did we learn how the tznuin would ensure the one taking the produce would not transgress? Camera vai. That's on duff. Samachtes. Good number 3. Which stuff did the case of the one who stole an animal was makdishit and then shechted it? That's on duff. Samaches. Good number 4. Which stuff did the sugya of tabra vashasya, where a thief breaks a keg of wine he stole and is required to now pay its current value? That's on duff. Samachay. Good number 5. Which stuff do when according to Rabbi Meir that Meiser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, one can even redeem stolen produce? That's on duff. Samachtes. Good number 6. Which stuff do when Rabbi Elazar holds Stam Geneva Yeish Balimu? The presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. That's on duff. Samachas. Good number 7. Which of the one that Shinui Shem can Shinui Maisa, and therefore a thief acquires unprocessed hides that he uses as a mat, which can then become Tame? That's on duff. Samachvav. Good number 8. Which of the one that some darshan the pasuk imihimatzed timatzed to teach that Moda Bekanas Pater even when Aiden come after? That's on duff. Samachdal. Good number 9. Which stuff do when a thief who steals from a thief does not pay kefal to the original owner since it wasn't in his rishus? That's on duff. Samachtes. Good number 10. Which stuff do malchus about one who sells a stolen animal before yeush, whether he's chay for dal the hay? That's on duff. Samachas. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ramgold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.